is us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special. Drop earrings.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a
from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a month since Election Day, and President Trump, in a 46-minute speech on social media, again claims he won.
The president was repeating many of the unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud.
Hundreds of thousands of votes. We're talking about numbers like nobody has ever seen before.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign, in a court hearing today, will contest the state's certification, alleging widespread voter fraud.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say a bipartisan $908 billion coronavirus financial relief plan is a good starting point for negotiations.
The plan includes funding for state and local governments, enhanced unemployment insurance, and small business assistance. It would also provide a short-term liability shield from coronavirus-related lawsuits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is proposing a more narrow approach that he says will get President Trump's signature.
Fox is Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Walking around the shop in Marwood makes Santa Claus of tight.
Look at that crowd out there.
I love it.
They're rallying for New York bars.
You are going to see civil disobedience in situations like this. This is another bar that was allowed to reopen, shut down. And the bar owner, what do they got to lose now by fighting back?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, because they're close to being bankrupt. And it's so good to see the people out supporting these businesses. And I watch LA, it's going to get crazy there too.
It will. I think you're right.
They are, what they have done this year is not natural for human beings to be closed in. And God bless, pray for the elderly, not just to avoid the coronavirus, but to help them get through this. You live, let's just round it off, you live 80 years of your life, so you can be locked up like a prisoner and with very few options on the table. It's not normal.
But to open up and then to close, and then, you know, and some of them had been through it two or three times.
We should have just done the masks and the social distancing when this whole thing started. We could have built the herd immunity. Now we got to do it a second time. These idiots. By the way, I want to thank Wiley Poundstone for sending in that CDC chart. We're able to figure out a few things from that. But that horrible death toll they keep announcing, 6%.
It's actual COVID.
Is actual COVID exclusive death. So that would be about 12,000 people. And every one of them is a loss, and every one of them, it's not to diminish them. You know, we don't mean to be cold, but every single case that's not part of that 6% had one or more comorbidity causes involved.
Because some hospitals are getting additional funding if you declare it COVID.
Yeah, significant and guaranteed money And that includes, that's why there was a thing in New York. They treated a suicide case, somebody had jumped off a building, mm-hmm. and listed it as a COVID death. Well,
how could they do that?
But because there's 41,
because of COVID stress?
Because there's $46,000 that comes to the hospital when they declare that cause.
Wow.
They may have incentivized it. Plus, how many people, how many stories have you read about people who went to get tested, tested positive, went back, and got a negative test the next day? It happens with the athletes all the time.
But you're still on the list as a statistic, right?
You have to have two positive tests to get off that list. Mm. So technically, if you test positive one day, test negative the next, because you had a false positive. Mm. In all the major sports right now, you have to produce a second negative test to be allowed back into.
I got you.
But, you know, they had to rush all those test kits into production, and they're probably vulnerable. Who knows? There's so much we still don't know at 806.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Starting to recover, we're at 37 now after a morning low of 31. So we did have one more freeze this morning, but now temperatures are moderating. A milder day today, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will tease 60 degrees. Not bad when we've been really chilly in the Arctic air this week. Tonight, not nearly as cold. Overnight low temperature 48. Now, we'll be dry during the evening, but a risk of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Then tomorrow, showers are likely. I suppose there could be a thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama, but the chances here in Central Alabama are a little less. Mid-60s for a high? That sounds like a heat wave. Windy and cooler Friday night as this storm system eases out of here and heads towards the East Coast. And then timing is everything, and the weekend timing is perfect as far as cool sunshine in place, nice upper 50s in December. It's not bad. It's still too cold. I mean, the normal high is 64. 30s at night. And then cooler Monday. Right now, 37 degrees. It's 8:08.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Now, you know, we're going to talk about Plumbing by Lukewire, and I, if I could sum them up in one word, the word is professional. I started using them about 5 or 6 years ago. I wish I would have known about them before. I was using Lukewire for air conditioning and heating, and somebody said, "Do you know they also do plumbing?" I said, "Whoa." And they are very professional. I call them up. They give me a ballpark estimate on when they're going to be there. It's not one of those 9-to-5 windows at all. And then they pick up the phone, tell me they're on their way. They'll diagnose the problem first, tell you how much it's going to cost, then fix it. And there's no surprises at the end. Well, we had to up the price. No, it's not like that at Plumbing by Lukewire. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. Maybe you're headed out for the holidays and you want to know if there's any problem lurking that could become a major problem. They'll check out all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, including, you know, I've got the water heater is in the attic, and they recently checked that out for me as well. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Ready for a bad taste joke?
Oh, no.
I got sucked into this.
Uh-oh.
Who sent me this? Says, I know this is a Bama football group, but this is a sad day, all caps. My cousin went to Auburn and spent 6 years in medical school. Mm-hmm. He made one little mistake and slept with one of his patients and was immediately fired once word got out. All that time, effort, and money. He was the best veterinarian I ever knew.
That was funny. I saw that yesterday.
Slept with one of his...
The funny part is... I got, you know... I mean, wow, man. That's... All that time,
and then yeah, you get to the bottom, and you're like, oh
okay. No. So that's why they did that. Okay, I get it now. All right. When we come out of this next break, very briefly, we're gonna play a song from Jesse.
Yay!
Tell us about this song.
So the song is titled Snow a Little, and since we had a little bit of snow / sleet the other day, North Alabama got some snow.
Yeah.
I figured with the cooler weather and stuff, it just put us all in the Christmas spirit, and the song was written by Marty Morgan and Kat, and this is one of my favorites that we did on our EP back in 2016, so it's called Snow a Little.
Okay.
We'll play that in just a couple of minutes. Andy is on the line. I'm sorry, Andy.
Hey, all right, so I want to talk a minute just about that COVID death and the numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say this. My father has been having some medical issues. He's always had a heart condition. He's had breathing problems. And he went into a rehab facility to help because he was having some strokes. And so while in the rehab facility, he catches COVID.
Mm.
He was not COVID positive going in, but he was COVID positive while
I got
he was
you.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they went to the hospital because they, you know, okay, we want to treat you. They treated him. Mm-hmm. He went back to the rehab facility, but he was still, you know, considered COVID positive. And then he went back to the hospital, and then that was it. He passed away in the hospital. And so I asked the doctor, because I don't have a death certificate yet, because it happened over the Thanksgiving holiday. He's one of the members. I said, oh, look, multiple times. The doctor said, well, I mean, yeah, I had to put down COVID. It's because it's considered COVID-related.
Right.
But I told the doctor, I said, that he had these problems before COVID. Right. And the doctor said, well, it contributed to it.
But,
so,
and we're not in any way, shape, or form looking at your dad as a number here. But when he gets added to that grotesque total figure that they're using simply to scare people and compel compliance with all of these lockdowns that are coming, seem to be coming back, that's abusive.
Yes.
And
I agree. I mean, and you know, I mean, I understand. Yes, he had COVID. I understand that. But he had these medical problems before he caught COVID.
We understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, number of people, you know, that I know that have had COVID did get it
in the hospital.
Yeah.
When they went there to have something else taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would think in a health facility you should be safer.
You would. I'm sorry for your loss, man. But we appreciate the insights. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a guts to do that. Yep. All right. It is 8:13. It will snow just a little in just a minute.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Jesse. Oh, yeah. A very talented person in the studio. Part of our team. Snow a little.
Do you see it? The first flakes are floating in the wind. Pretty soon they'll be dancing in the streetlights. It's almost ready to begin.
I just saw his comments. People kept saying,
"Yeah,
what a
oh my God, Jesse is talented, beautiful voice."
Aw, that's very nice.
Where was that recorded at?
So actually, it was recorded in Eclectic at Guest House Studios.
Really?
So
you know, the Rolling Stones recorded there once.
Tony'd be happy. we recorded that there along with the album that we released back in 2016. So it's an older project, but it's still one of our most requested projects, especially around the holidays.
Yeah,
you got to get somebody to promote that, and especially in northern cities.
Uh-huh.
That's a great wintertime song.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And you know what we did with that project specifically, you notice it's very light. It's a stripped down. It's not all the bells and whistles. It's very light. It's a light production, but it's just, it fits the mood and the song.
It just feels good.
And
you know what? Your voice should not be overwhelmed by too much production.
Correct.
Have you ever recorded a holiday album?
We have not done an album. We've got the EP that's out. Snow a Little has What Child Is This, Silent Night in English and in German, different stuff like that. But we probably this next year will be doing a holiday album.
What Child Is This?
It's a great one.
Where's my accordion? I want to see if I can become part of Jesse's next
project.
Wait,
you got one more thing coming for Chris.
Oh. Look, I know how to promote. I know a little bit about it. You ever hear of Styx?
I've never heard of them.
Their holiday album is wonderful. Mr. Roboto stars.
Yeah.
What Roboto is this?
Oh, man. The project that bankrupted the band after they crossed the threshold into superstardom and had it all at their fingertips, and they tossed it away in a
That's exactly what
idea.
They were doing the parody of in...
Look, when you do a song and it ends up as a joke in an Austin Powers movie...
Spinal Tap. Yeah. That was exactly the parody, Mr. Roboto.
When they made fun of it in one of the, I think the second or third Austin Powers movie, I thought, oh my God, if I'm Dennis DeYoung, I am dying when I see my song that bankrupted the band.
Love the Volkswagen commercial, though.
Yeah.
That used Mr. Roboto. That was great.
It is 8:22. Shall we do a conundrum this morning?
You want to?
Did you look at the list that I brought in with me?
We've been underwhelmed with that, the printouts.
Yeah.
You did.
Okay. I'll come up with something. We got a traffic report we're going to get to. And before we get to that, do yourself a huge favor and shop for that special someone at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Especially if you have the budget for something nice, but you're not sure what to get. Don't just throw money at something without being at least a little more certain that the person you're shopping for is going to like it. How do you figure that out? Well, one thing, you can always suggest they visit or create a wish list at brianjewelry.com, which is nice. My daughter has one. And, you know, I'm just one of those indulgent dads. But go into the store at 1778 East Main, open Monday through Saturday. And if you don't know where to begin, talk to them and talk about the person you're shopping for, and they'll make suggestions, ask questions based on their incredible inventory. But at the end of the day, if they need to create it, maybe you have an idea. You can ping pong all over the place hoping somebody has it in their showcase, or you can just go there and just have it made exactly to your specifications. They have to hire graphic designers. This is what they do. It's that old world quality, a professional jeweler. When you buy a watch, you can create a watch at Brian Jewelry as well. Put your personal touch on that. Changing the battery, keeping it clean. They do this. It's a lifetime relationship with this amazing store with a 70-year history in the preferred community. Start at brianjewelry.com. Take a moment to sign up for their email and a club membership and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And they have all kinds of other Christmas specials for stocking stuffers, not to mention the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases at brianjewelry.com or, again, at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. 8:24.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Still some reports of traffic lights out around downtown Montgomery. Treat those as four-way stops and be cautious. Also, some congestion, East South Boulevard at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge Road into downtown. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, still a bit busy into downtown. And I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit with moderate traffic. Use caution. Everything's looking pretty good, though, as a whole around the city at this moment. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade in from a pocket knife to a yo-yo is worth a minimum of $2,000. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted, none of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time, done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at wowway.com.
Wow.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dr. Fauci says quarantine for 10 days, not 14. 10 days isolated, 9 shows to binge watch, 8 steamy showers, 7 ordered dinner, 6 packs of Stella, 5 doing nothing, 4 hour naps, 3 books read, 2 comfy pillows, and a staycation from the CDC.
I'm a little menace, Dr. Anthony.
Unless I give you permission. Steve is on the phone. Steve.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I want to just first tell you that y'all guys have been a very beautiful part of my last 2 mornings. Ah. I am currently at the Baptist South.
Hey, I know that place well.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to relate my story to you regarding COVID because I'm a runner. Mm-hmm. I ran the 31st of October in a 5K.
Wow.
And I noticed things after that were going downhill. I'm trying to keep it as short as I can. I went and got tested for COVID the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I tested positive. But by the end of the week, I noticed things were not any better. So I went to the emergency room in Prattville. Mm-hmm. They put me in ICU.
Oh, no.
Not because of the COVID, but because of the blood clot that they discovered.
Oh.
That's what they're saying is a silent killer, is that blood clot. Now, I'm a 58-time marathon runner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, you know, that's one of the things that credited it, that my body was in good shape. However, I transferred from ICU in Prattville to ICU at Baptist South.
They make you take an ambulance to do that?
Yes, and the excellent drivers.
Critical care.
On Sunday, when all the rain and everything else was pouring down.
Yeah.
And again, they kept me in ICU here at Baptist South for a day and a half, and then I'm transferred into a regular room. But for the rest of my life, I'm going to be on the blood thinners, learning how to use an oxygen bottle, learning how to use a walker. But they do say I'll be driving my truck by the first of the year.
Oh, man.
They do say that I'll be teaching back in school by the first of the year. But this was as close as I've came to a death experience at age 65 because I thought I was Superman. Right. 58 marathon, a runner, no problem.
Right.
But the blood clots are very serious.
Yeah.
And they told me that 2 young ladies came in their 20s while I was here and died. Because they were not paying attention to the blood clot.
Yes, this is why I take a baby. That's why I was going to the cancer center.
Yeah.
Because my blood was too rich or too thick.
Yeah.
So they didn't put me on prescription blood thinners, but I have to take the baby aspirin every day to
thin the blood.
Yeah.
Thin in the blood, yes, indeed. But I want to say this much to you guys with the radio show. That'd be great.
Oh, we appreciate it so much.
And we hope you're up and running
again very, very, very soon, man.
Please let us know that you are.
I'm supposed to be home tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
That's great. That's outstanding. Well, just in time for the holidays, too, and to get you home and out of the hospital. So we'll be thinking about you.
I'll be staying in touch. Okay. I've been listening to you guys forever.
We appreciate
that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the phone call.
When you hear Steve from Millbrook, it'll be a lot more upbeat.
that's great, Steve.
Wow. Yeah, we know Steve's voice. He's had to go through this.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Again, you know what we were talking about off air a little bit. You know, you can always look around and find some blessing that you can be thankful for because, you know, it could always be worse.
Yep.
As the leader of this team, I'm making an executive decision.
Okay.
We're going to give Steve our Seafood Bistro gift card.
That sounds good.
I'm all about it.
When he is out.
Well, Steve, give us a call back, please.
Yeah, Steve. Call back.
Call back, Steve.
We need your address.
You can find him at Baptist South.
Right now. Do you know Steve from Millbrook? Yes. I'm looking for him.
How is he listed here in the directory? We will try to be the green jello on your...
Well, he's listening, so...
He should. Yeah,
he'll hear it after the delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need Jay to tell us a little bit about... because they have choices for everybody.
What will Steve be looking forward to?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what he can eat. I don't know if he's going to be put on any kind of a special diet.
Right, but let's say that
let's
he's
go
not.
With the health options, okay. And let me tell you about them.
Right.
You've got the option of... the salads, mm-hmm. which you can get things put on the salad if you'd like to. And, of course, they've got the different dressings that you can add there. And you can get some of the vinaigrettes that I enjoy now. I love their ranch. I don't know if you can do ranch. I don't know what you can do, Steve. But I know the vinaigrettes are just as good. Can make a salad taste wonderful. You can also add things on it like salmon, tilapia, whitefish, gator, mahi-mahi. You can get that grilled. You can get it fried or grilled if you'd like to do that. Hopefully that's Steve. As well as with their platters, which contain a ton of stuff here, you can have the catfish, the gator, the mahi-mahi, the salmon, tilapia, whitefish as well.
That's all good stuff for...
That can all be done grilled mm-hmm. or fried or blackened if you want to go that way as well. So plenty of options. Check them all out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered. Go inside. Sit down. Have a meal. 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Call them at 279-7500 and like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro.
That is our friend Steve.
Oh, good. Good deal.
May we always be the green jello on your hospital breakfast tray.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We could have frozen that green jello earlier this morning. We did get down to 31, so that's three freezes in a row. Now we're done with freezes for a little while. Milder day today. We'll tease 60 degrees for a high temperature. Cloudiness will dominate most of the day, but we're dry. In fact, we're dry well into the evening. If you have evening plans tonight, maybe you're going to the Christmas Lights Festival at the zoo. It looks like you'll be dry. Risk of showers in the overnight hours after they close. Not as cold. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, showers are likely on Friday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, I suppose, but mainly in South Alabama. Mid-60s sounds like a heat wave after the Arctic air we've had this week. Windy and cooler tomorrow night, but the storm system moves out and just in time for the weekend. So lots of cool sunshine for the weekend, but pretty nice, storm-free, upper 50s daytime, 30s at night, then cooler Monday. Right now, mostly cloudy, 37, 834.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Market's opening up a little. It is 834.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a little bit of congestion this morning on Fairview Avenue and also on the Southwest Boulevard, both sides of I-65. Norman Bridge Road and Atlanta Highway still busy headed into downtown Montgomery. Other than that, light to moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good with no incidents on either of the interstates this morning. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anyone else. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
For the third and final time, it's Dr. Christian Bernard. Lifted from today's timeline. Rich does that around 6:35 every morning, and we take a look at what's happened on this date in history. It just so happened that he performed the first heart transplant operation.
1967.
You know, if you were around then, today, you think back, what a big deal that was. This was a game changer. I remember people saying, man, if it had just come along a few minutes or a few years sooner, I might have been able to save so-and-so, because this was a definite game changer. And I wonder what the record, I bet Jay could find this out.
What?
The person who has lived the longest with a transplanted heart. I think it's got to be over 30 years.
Well, now that they've really perfected it.
Yeah.
I bet you're right. We'll find out.
So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be our seventh caller at 272-9228. And all you have to do, you got to do it in the form of a question. Who is Dr. Christian Barnard? And you'll win a pair of Dr. B Burgers, sides, beverages, free parking at Bob's Wing Fingers Restaurant downtown in the RSA building. Dr. Christian Bernard, our Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I think he's got an answer for
I do. A guy by the name of John McCafferty.
And lived how long?
40 years.
40 years
wow.
After a heart transplant.
Okay, and that happened in what year, 68?
67.
67. So that's 53 years. That's a lot. I mean, that's fast progress.
Mm-hmm.
Fast
Amazing.
Progress.
Yeah.
Local news at 8:37.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. In the Montgomery cold case, death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know what time it is?
About 20 till.
That's close. It's also time to love what you drive.
Ah, yes.
So I speak to those of you who are driving something you don't particularly love, but would love to have that experience. Because at Jack Ingram, Mercedes-Benz, and it doesn't take a lot to fall in love with a Mercedes. Totally get it. Just to give you an example, you can lease a brand new 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 for $459 a month. $459 a month. They've got all the details at Jack Ingram, MercedesBenz.com. Certified pre-owns. Let's talk about those, because they have those as well at Jack Ingram with very low mileage, some with warranty mileage, and a number of options.
Who's this?
But just to tell you, in terms of affordability, my daughter makes a nice living. She's not getting rich. She doesn't waste money. She's got a mortgage payment. And she was able to get a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 and tuck it into her budget. And she loves it. She absolutely loves it. So Don't be afraid to dream big. It is time to love what you drive and reward yourself. Start with a call or a visit to jackingermercedesbenz.com. And by the way, they can arrange a test drive with a sanitized car at the store, or they'll bring it to your home or business. Just let them know. Order it up with the concierge service at Jack Ingram Motors.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and Christmas is just down the street. You've got to get your pecans for your cooking, and you can also get a good pecan pie.
We have got fresh-made pecan pies. When you walk in the door, you will smell them all across the room. We've got chocolate-covered pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, praline, white chocolate, dark chocolate. We've got them all, and the roasted and salted, that's your favorite, Bubba. We have them every day. We roast every day. We've got all the great candies you can imagine, and they're made in-house by us. That's what we are. We are the pecan people. We do pecans, pecan candies. We do jellies, local people's jellies like the Bearded Pickle Guys, Bordeaux Sauce, Alabama Sunshine, all these great items we've got in there. We've got cheese straws. You name it, we've got it, Bubba. And if you want a great gift to give to somebody, come in. We've got a big selection of Christmas gifts, and we can wrap them for you. Come on in and see us.
Where are you located, my friend?
At 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckapecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you will receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And one of them on the phone with us right now, and that's Jody Wolf from American Oak. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing? I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Hey, Jody, this is Rich, and I'm still sitting on a sofa in my front room that I got from American Oak.
Yes, sir. That was probably 6, 7, 8 years ago.
It's been a while. And before I lived in the house I lived in now, you used to live next door.
Yeah, we did.
Once upon a time.
Yep.
It's great to hear your voice. How's everything going?
How is 2020, you know.
Oh, wow. You guys got something special going on?
We do. We got a truckload coming in today. We got 271 pieces coming in.
Wow. Yeah.
And with inventory, it's all rustic furniture. Mm-hmm. But with inventory being a little more sporadic around town, you know, we ordered this truck July the 11th. So wow. That kind of gives you an idea how long stuff's taken. But, you know, people are coming in and they're like, all right, well, can you call me when it comes in or what have you? And there's just no way to do that. So, you know, we're telling everybody as soon as the truck comes in, we'll be posting on Facebook. Watch our Facebook page.
Gotcha.
And then you'll know that it's coming. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Truck will be here at 10 o'clock this morning. It'll take us about 2 hours to get it unloaded. Mm-hmm. While we're unloading, the girls will be posting on Facebook. Like a lot of the items, the way we order is five in quantities of five or ten. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll get five of a particular item in. So anyway, that's what we're doing. We're trying to get the word out for everybody to be, you know, watching Facebook. If you're in the rig, we got kitchen islands, we got bar stools, table and chairs, table and benches.
Kitchen islands.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love kitchens.
I was just thinking
islands.
About that the other day. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. So they're real popular right now. All that rustic stuff is just crazy. You know, just the popularity of all that. And you know, the other thing, it's like me and Cousy have four boys, and they all work at the shop. And throughout all this, you know, they're like, man, you know, some of this stuff, we order a couch. Some of the vendors, it'll be June before it gets here.
Right.
But I was sitting around talking to them the other day, and I'm like, you know, we got to focus on the positive side. You know, we can't look at what we can get. Whenever somebody comes in, you know, we can get, you know.
Hey, Jody, we watched those four boys grow up over the years on commercials.
Yeah, Cody, the oldest one, you know, he got married August a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So he's married, and the baby is in 11th grade. But they all work at the shop.
Man,
is that right?
Kids.
That's
great. Yeah. Out there, we did a nighttime event out there. This is back like 2007 or 8. Really cool store. Yeah. So, Jody, what are your hours today and through the end of the week?
All right, so we're open 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday. You can go on our website. That's AmericanOakAndMore.com. Facebook page, American Oak and More. So yeah, we can, you know, we're open, of course, where everybody can come in and shop in the store. But, you know, for those people that don't want to get out, you can go right from Facebook. There'll be a link with each piece that'll link you back over to our website. And on the website, we can send you a payment request. We can set up delivery. We can do it all without ever coming in the store.
Wow.
Or we would love to have you come in and shop as well.
Well, we really appreciate you.
Give our best to your whole family. We will. Hope you have a great holiday season.
Part of the community for a long, long time.
Thanks.
Excellent business. And we hope to hear from you again sometime.
All right. Appreciate it very much.
All right, man.
Thank you.
That's American Oak, 847.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic all over the city. We're looking pretty good. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues on the interstates. A little bit of congestion at the major intersections on the boulevard, but that's about it. Atlanta Highway looking good, as well as Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue into downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if anything happens you need to know about. For a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Since there were no good theatrical releases this year, the Oscar for Best Actor in a Netflix thingy goes to Joe Exotic, Tiger King.
Wow. Thank you for letting me out of prison to accept this. I got to be honest, I always said I'd give my left arm for this award, but somebody at the zoo already did. Love you, Seth. Oh, gosh, there's so many of my husbands I want to thank. Mostly, I want to thank the guy I hired to kill Carol Baskin. Oops, scratch that. Finally, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for meth. Thank you, meth. Couldn't have done it without you. Lock Carol Baskin up.
This is Joe's first Oscar win, and probably his last, unless he makes parole.
That's about the extent of what they're going to have to work with next year with no...
Exactly. Hollywood's been shut down.
Pretty much. And I think, is it the Oscars or is it the Grammys that picked Trevor Noah?
I haven't been paying attention.
Why'd they pick him?
Oh, my God. Please, go back to no host at all. Much easier to deal with. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Carre.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
Our climate czar with 12. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominee. Actually, I could make him one of them. In case you didn't know, our new climate czar, Jean Carre, has 6 houses, 12 cars, 2 yachts, and a private jet. Oh, and he's really? Going to tell you how you can help cut back on pollution.
Well, the jet is green, though. They painted it green.
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I apologize for being so ignorant. Okay, so let me make him nominee number one. It's kind of a weak field today. A woman in Brazil was busted this week. Now, when our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson was pregnant, we used to get weekly updates from her every Tuesday on the baby's size compared to a fruit or vegetable. And we went through kiwis and oranges and cantaloupes, but we never got to watermelon. So this may be the thing that gave this 30-year-old woman away in Brazil. She got on a bus this weekend. She was going actually from Paraguay back to Brazil. Authorities thought she might be smuggling drugs. And sure enough, they found that her belly, her pregnancy belly, was fake. She had a hollowed out watermelon stuffed up her dress, and inside the watermelon were 4 bricks of coke. You got to be, carrying a really big fetus to.
It's just a variation of the putting rum in the watermelon.
Exactly.
Anyway,
not that that's ever been attempted, right, Rich?
Right. No.
And then Tim Currier. Tim Currier is the mayor of a 12,000 person town in upstate New York called Messina, probably a place that looks like Bedford Falls.
I know Messina.
He was the police chief for 2 decades. He was elected mayor 6 years ago. The county sheriff and U.S. Department of Homeland Security have been running an investigation on him for a while on suspicion of selling drugs. Tuesday, they made their move to arrest him. All right, two decades on their police force in America. He took off in his car, got into a chase with the police through the town of Messina. Mm-hmm. As he went through an intersection, he threw some of his crack out the car window. The drug, not his butt. Police eventually got him to stop, and he was arrested on several charges, including possession of a controlled substance, tampering with evidence, and failure to comply. And then yesterday, he's still the mayor of the town. He announced on his Facebook page he was going to seek professional treatment. You think that's a good idea?
probably not seek another term, huh?
Yeah, or finishing it out.
I don't know. It's either the mayor of Messina or the watermelon lady with the Coke.
I'm going with her only because that's too big. I mean,
I know exactly.
It's just too big, so we'll give it to her.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Yeah. At 8:55.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's the hottest gift this season? It's not an Xbox, not an Apple Watch, not an air fryer.
Give me a hint.
One showed up in the Utah desert, then it disappeared. Then one showed up in Romania. Everybody's gonna want one. It's My Monolith. Give them a mysterious structure of their very own.
Ho, ho, ho. So what are you hoping for?
I want a monolith.
Huh?
Put it in the yard. Confuse the neighbors. They'll wonder, is it a viral stunt? Is it ancient aliens? It's mysterious. It's My Monolith.
I want one.
Order today. Not responsible for severe burns or radiation poisoning from exposure to My Monolith. May be subject to surveillance, psychological testing, or mind control experiments. Do not stare at My Monolith for longer than 15 seconds. Gorgon is the supreme ruler of the galaxy. Bow down or die, inferior earthlings. Limit one per customer. Happy holidays.
This monolith thing has really gotten some traction. I think, actually, the secret to the monolith is that it's listed with Eddie Bader, and he just keeps moving it. Because when you list with Eddie Bader, you're going to get a lot of action.
It's better with Bader, you know that.
You know, I have Eddie Bader. I bike in my Eddie Bader hoodie.
Oh, really?
And I look badass in my neighborhood. Yeah, everybody moves out of the way when they see me coming on the street with that. And look at this. It's an Eddie festival.
It is. We got Eddie on the phone from Prattville Farm Center. Good morning.
How you
doing? Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good.
What's happening out there? That's, by the way, a great place to find some cool things to Christmas shop.
It is.
My
backyard. We've got all kind of neat things around here.
So I got my weather vane.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Got some great bird houses. Hats. Deer stuff, man. We got a gift that would suit most anybody.
Plus, for people that have some great and interesting tools, the one that, I got it from Randy. It's the one when you want to plant, it's a circle with a step on the bottom of it. You push it in the ground, twist it, pulls the earth out.
Oh,
you
is
put
that right?
Your seeds in. And just
replant the dirt.
I've never seen one of those.
No bending over or back. So if you know somebody that loves to work in the yard or garden, they've got great stuff there for that, too.
And then I think y'all have got some pecans going on, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're starting to slack off a little bit now. I think most everybody's got them. But we're still cracking. We're still here, ready, still cracking. So if you got them, bring them on.
Right.
They're such nice people. That would make them the Nutcrackers Suite.
Of very good, Greg.
Look at the time.
Check, please. And, of course, if you have a dog, this is the place to get the best dog food. Treats, bowls, leashes, they've got it all. A tack section, second to none. And big things that farmers need. That's my best way to describe it.
Yes, sir, we do. We